So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught, Bashcholoshon v'yemechad b'yasab b'ya. B'ya with a 3-year-old girl is considered b'ya regarding all halachas. The Mishnah then concludes, Pachis mikain k'naisin etzba b'ayin dami. Having relations with a girl of less than 3 years old is as insignificant as poking a finger into an eye. The Gemara inquires, Hani besulam mezel azli v'asu, o yitzu dehudu limitatzi at la'achar gimel. When we say that a girl at 3 years of age will have besulim even if she had relations earlier under the age of 3, does this mean that the besulim are ruptured at the time from having relations but they regrow? Or does this mean that they do not rupture from relations before age 3? The Gemara explains, Nafkimina kugin shabal b'toich gimlu matzadam u'bal la'achar gimlu matzadam. The difference is in the case where the husband had relations with her before she was 3, and there was blood, and then he had relations with her again after she turned 3, and again he found blood. If the besulim rupture but return, then we assume that the first blood was her besulim. However, if the besulim do not rupture before 3, then the first blood must be dam nida. The Gemara brings our Mishnah as proof. Paches mikan kenoisen etzba ba'ayin. Having relations with a girl of less than 3 years old is as insignificant as poking a finger into an eye. And the Gemara asks, listen, paches mikan b'le klum. Let the Mishnah just say that it's nothing. It's not considered bia. Therefore, we must explain that the Mishnah means to say, ma'ayin midamas v'chayzeres midamas av besulim mezel azli v'asu. Just as the eye can continue to produce tears, so do the besulim leave and then return. Zok the Mishnah, ben tesh ha'shonu v'yemechad shabal yivim te'kana v'ein noisen get ad she'yagl. If a boy of 9 years old has relations with his Yivama, the wife of his brother who died without children, he acquires her as his wife because his bia is considered a bia. However, since he is still a minor, he cannot divorce her until he becomes an adult at age 13. The Gemara challenges this ruling from a b'raisa. Bias ben tes, tzorch get lemamara v'chalitza lezikase. If a 9-year-old boy has relations with his Yivama and then wishes to divorce her, he must give her a get because of their marriage, but he also needs to perform chalitza because the zika remained since the Yivam was done as a minor. The Gemara explains, l'kashayagdal yivel v'yitin get. The Mishnah means that after he becomes an adult, he performs bia so that she is truly considered his wife, and if he subsequently wants a divorce, so he gives her a get. The Mishnah continues by listing many more halachas where the relations of a 9-year-old boy are considered bia. Umetama benida, letama mishkev tachten kelyan. If he has relations with a nida, he is tummy to the degree that he conveys tumma to something he sits on to become a rishon l'tumma, the way a zav conveys tumma to whatever he carries, because he's considered a boil nida, like an adult that had relations with a nida. Upaisel deinamachal betruma. If he's pasel, his bia disqualifies the bas kain from eating truma, but his yavama may not eat truma until he becomes an adult. If he has relations with an animal, it becomes disqualified from being a carbon. And if there are 2 witnesses, it is killed. If he has relations with one of the women forbidden to him as in Nerva, they are killed, but he himself is exempt since he's a minor. Zok the Mishnah. Bas achas es rishona v'yemechad nedireh nevtaken. If an 11-year-old girl makes a vow, we examine her to determine whether she understands the import of what she is saying. Bashtaim eser shana v'yemecha nedirah nekayamin. The 12-year-old girl makes a vow, her vow is binding. Ubaitkin kol shteim eser. We make this examination for any vow made during her 12th year. The Mishnah lists the same halachas regarding a boy. Bin shteim eser shana v'yemecha nedarav nivtaken. Bin yud gimel shana v'yemecha nedarav kayamin. Ubaitkin kol shalish eser. If a 12-year-old boy makes a vow, we examine him to determine whether he understands the import of what he is saying. If a 13-year-old boy makes a vow, his vow is binding. And we make this examination for any vow during his 13th year. Mishnah continues, Koidin lezman hazeh, afa b'sha'amru yoidnon l'shemi nedarnu, l'shemi ikdashnu, ein nedreim neder, v'ein ikdashin hektash. If they make a vow before this time, but younger than 11 or 12, even if they say they understand to whom they made the vow or consecrated the object, their vow or consecration is not binding. La'achras man hazeh, afa b'sha'amru einon yoidnon l'shemi nedarnu, l'shemi ikdashnu, nidra neder, v'ikdashin hektash. They make a vow after this time, at older than 12 or 13, even if they say they do not understand to whom they made the vow or consecrated the object, their vow or consecration is binding. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the ages when boys and girls become adults. Eilu divrei Rabbi. Our mission reflects the opinion of Rabbi that a girl becomes an adult at 12 and a boy at 13, and that a woman matures earlier than a man is derived from the pasuk v'yivin Hashem lekim esetzela malam mitchanos nakadosh baruch hu bina yisera beisha yesim beish. The word v'yivin alludes to bina, understanding, and the pasuk teaches us that women were endowed with greater understanding than men. However, Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Dvarim Hamurim b'tinoikis, b'tinik Amurim, Dvarim Hamurim b'tinik, b'tinoikis Amur. The rulings are reversed. A girl becomes an adult at 13, and a boy at 12. Because Mitir Shatinik Motze b'beis Rabbi, Nichnas is by Armum is Tchila. Since he frequents his teacher regularly, he becomes sharper faster. The Gemara proceeds with the following machlekes. Teichzman lo inshin. During a girl's 12th year or a boy's 13th year, are they considered adults regarding punishments in the Torah if they have physical signs of maturity? Rav Reb Chanina Damer Tavayu, Teichzman kilifneisman. In that year, they're still considered minors. Reb Yochanan Reb Shuba Levi Damer Tavayu, Teichzman kilachazman. They're already considered adults. The Gemara brings a proof from our Mishnah. La'achar zman hazeh nidrin neder, vekdeshin hektish. If they make a vow after they turn 12 or 13, their vow or consecration is binding. Now, heichidami, what exactly is this case? Idiloy aisish deisairis, katanhu. If he did not yet bring signs of maturity, he's still a minor. Rather, the aisish deisairis, he did bring signs of maturity. If so, tamad la'achar zman hu, digamr lo lamilsei, hateich zman kilifneisman. We can infer that these same signs of maturity would not render him an adult before this time. The Gemara continues this discussion in the next daf.